Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, March 20th. The grains closed to mix with May corn down a penny and three quarters at 343 and three quarters. May beans up 19 and a quarter cents, closing at 862 and a half. And May wheat up 4 1/4 cents, closing at 539 and a quarter. Strong day in the beans and pretty much in the wheat. The corn opened up better part of 10 cents higher. Couldn't hold it as the crude oil fell out of bed. The corn went with it. The crude, they're showing a close of 269, but the late trade was down to 1946. So that was a $5 loss, giving back everything it made yesterday. So the volatility, I think, helped push the corn down. The beans, obviously, we had those sales this morning. 110 beans to China, 340 wheat to China, and 756 corn to China. It didn't help the corn today, but if they continue to buy, which I believe they will, that should ultimately help this thing, hopefully prevent it from making new lows out here. I didn't obviously like the way the corn closed, but beans closed good. Wheat closed pretty good, so hopefully that's something to grow on. The Dow Jones is currently down 485 because of the sell-off in the crude. Hopefully, that'll come back. This would be a new low close on the Dow. The president talked today, said pretty much what he's been saying, hopeful that some of these drugs will work. Fauci, the director of the National Health Institute, certainly didn't seem as confident as the president was. But, you know, with everything shut down, things are going to change. But people still have to eat. Cattle were higher today. Feeder cattle were up. Hogs were mixed. But overall, once we come out of this mess, people are going to want to get out. They're going to want to grill. They're going to want to buy steaks and pork and eat better than they've been eating. And hopefully this thing can get turned around pretty quickly. But in the meantime, we don't have any real good news out here. And with the, I'm not sure why the crude oil broke so much. But it's certainly affecting the Dow. The Dow's currently down 539 as we speak. So, you know, will the grains hold up with the Dow selling off like this? It all depends on what the Chinese decide to do. If they're in for buyers and we see more export announcements, I think the grains can hold up pretty well here. We tried to divorce ourselves from the Dow earlier today. And hopefully crude will come back, corn can come back. But the volatility is going to continue in this market for weeks and weeks to come. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.